Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Despite five takeaways for the Bills, it was a nail-biter at the end as Baltimore chipped away at a 13-point Bills halftime lead to pull within a field goal with 4 minutes remaining. But Buffalo's fifth interception by Kiko Alonso with 1 minute left on the clock sealed the win for Buffalo, lifting them to a 23-20 victory over Baltimore.
Cersei made a great break on the ball, and it just tipped bar, went and grabbed it. I was pretty sure I had it. I knew I had my hands underneath and I had control of it. So I wasn't surprised that they confirmed it.
As far as the back end, we're being more physical with the corners, or with the receivers. We really emphasize of putting hands on receivers, because last week we didn't really do the job of covering our receivers. You know, we let them off the line really easily. So during this week, we really pressed on being more physical.
Really focused a lot on third downs this week, you know, and, you know, up to the day, it always been we were better in third to, you know, the medium to short. You know, we were in third to 15, and they converted freaking first down, you know. So, you know, really worked on that, and, you know, we were able to, you know, get off the field when we needed to today, had some good pressure. You know, even when we weren't hitting him, we were around him, making him move, and, you know, disrupting some throws.
That's the NFL right there. It's a next man up league. Nobody cares if you got injuries. I mean, you got to go out there and perform and do whatever it takes to scratch and claw and get a win, and we were able to do that today.
Both Alonso and Aaron Williams had a pair of takeaways each, with Jim Leonard recording the other interception. Buffalo's defense also held the Ravens to just 3 third down conversions on 16 attempts. Buffalo's ground game was also revitalized, with C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson combining for 164 yards and a touchdown as the Bills went to more 2-back, 1 tight end sets.
We wanted to be physical today. We did a little more 21 personnel. And I think, you know, it worked out well for us. We ran the ball great. Offensive line did a huge job, you know, getting off the ball. And again, the defense played a great job creating turnovers, giving us some short fields and things like that to put some points on the board.
Yeah, I mean, the whole running game opens up everything for us receivers, sets up the play action and the deep passes. The run game went well. Like you said, drawing the safety down, left me one-on-one with the corner, and a great ball by EJ.
I'm proud of this team. We've had a lot of adversity throughout every part of the program. You know, whether it be injuries, whether it be schematics, the coaching, trying to get people in the right spot. You know, the players, communication is a big challenge. You know, we're playing with a lot of players that haven't been together for a long period of time. So I give a lot of credit to the players, and I give a lot of credit to the coaches.
With the win, the Bills have now evened their record at 2-2 on the season. The win over the Ravens was the first time the Bills have beaten a defending Super Bowl champ since 1996, when the Bills beat Dallas by a score of 10-7. The Bills do have a quick turnaround. They have to hit the road for a Thursday night contest to face the Cleveland Browns. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.